escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. Today in 1958, the first American satellite, Explorer 1, stopped transmitting, shutting down after a little over 3 months in orbit. In 1980, a multi-satellite payload was launched aboard the second Ariane 1 rocket, only to watch both rocket and payload destroyed in a launch failure in midair. Work on the European Ariane booster would continue, and the rocket was the center of a successful commercial launch operation for many years despite this early failure. In 1995, the programming language Java made its first appearance. Born on this day in 1921, author James Blish, who adapted many episodes of the original Star Trek into his series of books known as the Star Trek Logs. Before VCRs and DVDs, this was the next best thing to reruns. In 1934, Bob Moog, inventor of the Moog synthesizer, was born. In 1994, Star Trek The Next Generation's journey, as all good things do, came to an end.
Take the ship in.
Take the ship in where, sir?
Into the anomaly, Chief. Lay in a course for the exact center and transfer all available power to the shields.
Sir, can you give us some explanation?
No, Lieutenant, I cannot.
Captain, so far we've obeyed every order, no matter how far-fetched it might have seemed. But if we're to risk the safety of the ship and crew, I think we have to ask you for an explanation.
I understand your concerns, Lieutenant. And I know that if I were in your position, I would be doing the same thing. Looking for answers. But you're not going to find any, because I don't have any to give you. I know you have your doubts about me, about each other, about the ship. All I can say is that, although we have only been together for a short time, I know that you are the finest crew in the fleet. And I would trust each of you with my life. So, I'm asking you for a leap of faith.
By coincidence, The Next Generation's replacement in the Star Trek universe, Star Trek Voyager, aired its final episode on this day in 2001.
A long time ago, I made a decision that stranded this crew in the Delta Quadrant. I don't regret that decision, but I didn't know all of you then. And Voyager was just a starship. It's much more than that now. It's become our home. I know I could order you to carry out this plan, and none of you would hesitate for a second. But I'm not going to do that. You know the crewmen who work under you. And you know what your own hearts are telling you. So we're not going to attempt this unless everyone in this room agrees. No one will think less of you if you don't.
Captain.
Go ahead, Harry.
I think it's safe to say that no one on this crew has been more obsessed with getting home than I have. But when I think about everything we've been through together, maybe it's not the destination that matters. Maybe it's the journey. And if that journey takes a little longer, so we can do something we all believe in, I can't think of any place I'd rather be, or any people I'd rather be with.
To the journey.
You're here.
To the journey.
And in 2007, Lost blew its audience's mind by trading in flashbacks for unannounced flash forwards in the third season finale.
You're not supposed to do this.
Minkowski.
Who is this?
Who is this?
My name's Jack Shepard. Are you on the boat, the freighter?
How'd you get this channel?
I'm one of the survivors of Oceanic Flight 815. Can you get a fix on our location?
Hell yeah, we can.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.